Some strategists are saying right now that the economy has entered a mid-cycle stage, suggesting stock gains will slow over the next 12 months, but still remain pretty respectable. Let's see what Willem Sells has to say on this one. He is the Global Chief Investment Officer for HSBC Global Private Banking. Willem, always nice to see you. Really enjoyed your latest, your outlook piece for next year. You called it the big reset. So within, what is the big reset? And within that context, where do stocks go?
Yeah, so some elements, remain, see an element of continuity next year. And it is indeed, as you were saying, that we're in the mid-cycle stage. Interest rates still remain low, even if they're going up a little bit, they still remain low. So that mixture is positive for markets. That's the continuity, still upward trending. Then there is the transition, which is the fiscal market, the fiscal changes and the monetary policy changes. Both of those are going to go as slowly as possible. And that is going to create a little bit of volatility, but that is something that we can manage by being diversified and in quality stocks. And then indeed, there is the big reset. And this has to do with the changing business model in Asia, focused on stability, continuity of growth. There is the technological change, obviously. And then there is the sustainability side, where we will need to take it into account sustainability, both in our core portfolios and in our thematics, a real change, in the way that we invest.
A lot to consider, Willem, as you look at all of this. Leaving aside for a moment the sort of longer term structural changes like ESG that you talk about, I want to focus on monetary policy for just a moment. We were just discussing that a few moments ago, and in particular, the Federal Reserve and how it is going to manage the current employment and price situation. What's your level of confidence? And we talked about whether the equity markets here in the US and elsewhere have priced in what the Fed is going to do. How are you sort of assessing that pricing in quality right now?
Yeah, so as I said, we're thinking that the Fed is going to go as slowly as possible. They still believe, they don't call it transitory anymore, the inflation path. But indeed, we are with them, say that in the second half of next year, you will see most likely a slowing of inflation. And that's in part because commodity price inflation probably has already peaked. And the bottlenecks in the supply chain should start to ease by that time. The problem is that we don't particularly know what is going to go on in the labor market. That could be the sticky point. So there is more uncertainty around the second half, but still we should, in our core case, get some, a downward trend. That allows central banks to look through to some extent that inflation spike and start to normalize only slowly. We think the Federal Reserve is going to hike twice in 22 and 23. We think this week you're going to get a dovish surprise from the Bank of England and the ECB, who are not going to do anything in terms of monetary policy, keep a wait and see attitude this week.
Well, I'm drilling deeper into the markets. Essentially, the rally year to date for the S&P has been driven by about five stocks, the likes of Microsoft. We remain on an Apple $3 trillion market cap watch. Does that bother you?
I think what it illustrates to start with is that growth stocks are still doing well, and that's in part related to the fact that treasury yields have remained so low. I think we have been out of consensus by saying that growth stocks should continue to be well supported. There have been people who have tried to go into value stocks. I think that's not really where you want to be. I think you want that balance between growth and value, especially as we think that treasury yields are going to continue to go sideways, in part because the Fed is slow, in part because of structural reasons that keep those treasury yields low. When we invest in technology, though, we try indeed to diversify and not just own those big stocks. We also see opportunities in automation. We see it in cybersecurity. We see it in health technology. Technology is really not just, that one sector as defined by the indices. You should look for technologically advanced companies across different sectors.
And Willem, you talked about being diversified and you're talking about being sort of choosy within technology. Broaden the scope of that a little bit, because you talked in your outlook about having to be more choosy going into next year. What are the places that perhaps worked in 2021 that you might start to avoid or be more cautious about in 2022?
Yeah, so from a sector perspective, we have an underweight currently on the industrials because we do think that, you know, industrials benefit currently from those price increases because of the bottlenecks, the supply chain bottlenecks. But that doesn't help you very much if you can't shift the goods, if you can't produce the goods because of one of the components that is missing. So, you know, it also helps us to limit the cyclicality of our positioning by being underweight on industrial. So that's one area. You know, geographically speaking, you know, we've become more choosy as well. We've basically downgraded to UK, you know, a few months ago to a neutral stance. You know, and that is because both the central bank and the government are trying to be less generous to some extent, or being forced to be less generous. We're going to see, you know, tax increases here that have already been announced and some rate hikes that might be just a little bit too much for the UK economy. And then obviously China did very well in the beginning of the year and then started to, you know, see, you know, quite a few headwinds. I think, you know, it's also, you know, cautious, careful, prudent in a certain way to keep a neutral stance there in spite of the value that has been created. So when you invest in China, I think you need to take a longer term approach and you need to look at, you know, the priorities of the government and almost invest alongside those priorities. And that's the net zero transition and that's a manufacturing upgrade. Those areas should see good support.
So you aren't too keen on industrials, but if you're looking for a big reset, Willem, are you overweight commodities?
So commodity prices obviously did very well, you know, for a while, for a big part of the year, you know, and then has started to run into headwinds, in part because of the Chinese slowdown in terms of construction that I've mentioned, in part because obviously those commodity prices, to some extent, you know, the you know, when prices go up too much, the demand starts to flag. Where we see continued demand for commodities is in those areas that are related to the net zero transition. That investment obviously requires, you know, commodities. Again, it's a cyclical sector. We have a sort of more of a neutral approach because we fail to see, you know, the significant upside from here.
All right, we'll leave it there. Willem Sells, Global Chief Investment Officer at HSBC Global Private Banking. Always nice to see you. Have a great week.